right, let's get it on. Let's get started. Now, for those of you who know me, you know I'm a horrible reader. No, I don't have dyslexia. I'm just dumb. What's wrong with being dumb? I didn't learn to read, so I'll be goddamn if I'm going to read 300 pages and bore all of you with it. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to riff. I'm going to vamp. I am going to rant. And that's the way you wanted it anyway. But I am going to read one page, and that's the first page of the book, because I feel like it's concise. It takes all of my thoughts and puts it into a little Pez dispenser. And then, for the rest of the book, look out. So here goes. For far too long, I've stood by idly and watched a problem in this country get worse and worse. I'm talking about the pussification of America. We've become self-entitled, thin-skinned, hyper-allergic, gender-neutral, view-watching little girls. What we used to settle with a little common sense or a fist, we now settle with hand sanitizer and lawyers. Masculinity, by any definition, is disappearing. My fear is that in 50 years, we'll all be chicks. Uh-huh. Get it? That's the title. I didn't read that part. That was one of my famous vamps. I've written this book in hopes of a course correction. If just one person reads this book and demands a salad with a hard-boiled egg and without goat cheese, it's the only cheese that tastes like the animal it fucking came from. That's not written here either, but I'm getting fired up already. If just one person reads this book and decides to change his own oil, if just one person reads this book, slips in a supermarket, and doesn't call an attorney, then I've done a horrible job and my family's going to starve. I need to sell a shitload of these things. Now, a little bit about the author, or as I like to say, moi. That's Mexican for me. I grew up in the San Fernando Valley, which is actually where I'm recording this book, probably just about 2 miles away from, well, the Taco Bell I was rejected from. That's right. I put in an application at a Taco Bell on the corner of Magnolia and Colfax across the street from my high school, which in hindsight doesn't seem like a great plan, sitting around serving bell beefers and tostadas to guys you went to high school with. But either way, I put an application in at the Taco Bell in North Hollywood and was rejected. Do you know what you have to do to be rejected by a Taco Bell manager? You understand this concept? You are not Taco Bell material. I know you're 15 and a half and you just sprung your first pube and you're struggling with your sexuality and you're not getting laid and you're too small to play high school football. But here's some good news. You're not Taco Bell material. I'm convinced if you went in to apply for a job at Taco Bell, filled out an application by just wiping it between your ass cheeks and then handed it back to your manager by holding it up to his neck and shoving a pencil through it so that it went in one side of his neck and out the other, he would still hire you on as an employee. But no, not the North Hollywood Taco Bell. Rejected. So I ended up working at the McDonald's over in North Hollywood. Either way, I was 15 and a half. And I digress. And boy, there's going to be a lot of digressing. As a matter of fact, if you don't like digression, hang up right now or unplug or jump into a river because there's going to be some digression going on here. As a matter of fact, I don't even know what that word means, and I know I'm going to be doing a shitload of it. Where was I? Grew up in North Hollywood, which has the word Hollywood in it, but may as well be in Kansas. It really has nothing to do with the business or the industry or Hollywood in general. Although Bob Urich, the guy from Vegas, was about two blocks over from where my piece of shit house was. I don't know what the fuck he was doing living in North Hollywood when he was doing SWAT. But either way, grew up in North Hollywood. Did I mention that? And just a working class community. My mom was very depressed. I think she would be severely depressed by today's standards. I think if a 14-year-old Dr. Drew could have diagnosed my mom, he would have definitely put her on some Zoloft. But either way, she hung out in her room a lot.